B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Tad and Drex Show. What's up, Kara?
Have you guys ever followed your gut and had it lead you completely astray?
All the time.
I mean, I know better than to do what I did, but at the time, I really felt like it was the right thing to do. And I know when I tell you what happened, you're going to be disappointed and you'll berate me, especially Drex. And I'll accept it because I kind of have to, but then I'll need your advice on what to do next.
I'm trying to get better with showing my disappointment for your life choices, Kara, so go ahead.
Okay, so almost a year ago, I got a call from a friend of mine, and she had lost her job and was trying to make ends meet driving for DoorDash, but things just weren't really going well, and she was about to have her car repossessed. So she asked me if she could borrow some money. I couldn't let a single mother lose her only mode of transportation and her ability to provide for her daughter. So I let her borrow $3,000.
Oh my God.
$3,000.
I had it in savings. Oh, it was part of my Frenchie fund. And of course, she promised that she would pay me back as soon as she got back on her feet. But it's been months. And every time I would try and call her just to see how things were going, not even to like ask for the cash, she wouldn't answer. Crickets, nothing. It's been about, I would say, 8 months now. And I've been seeing on Facebook that she's doing really well. She got herself a new job. She got a new apartment. She got a new car. She's bragging about how she's going on this spring vacation with her daughter.
Another question I have for you, Kara. Are you a bank?
No.
Then why are you lending money?
Okay, so here's the deal.
Something's happened since, though.
Yes. Had a mutual friend's birthday on Sunday, and she was there. And I started talking to her about, you know, I'm so glad things are going well for you, but is there any way that I can get some of my money back? Are you in a position where you could start paying me back, even if it's just a little bit? So we narrowed down on her giving me back $500 for now. That's all she could do. Okay. And I would gladly accept it. So she Zelled me that money.
Okay, good.
Like right off the bat.
All right.
I went to bed, didn't think anything of it. Yesterday, I had no less than 57 phone calls and about 38 text messages from her. She had wired me $5,000 and not $500. So now I'm in the position where I could keep all $5,000 and ghost her the way that she ghosted me. I could just keep my original $3,000 and return the other two to her. Or I could do what we had originally agreed upon and me take the $500 and me return the other $4,500 to her.
Let's take a break here. We'll step aside and we'll get you some opinions on what Kara should do with all this extra money. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now trying to help Kara make a big decision with a big amount of money.
Yeah, I made the mistake of loaning a friend $3,000 over 8 months ago. She totally ghosted me, but I finally got her to pay me something. She was going to send me $500. She made a whoopsie. She sent me $5,000. So now I can either recoup all of my $3,000 and send her back the $2,000 extra that she sent me, just keep the $500 that we agreed upon, or keep all five.
Mike and Lilburn, what do you think Kara should do?
I think you should cash the money, hold on to it, and then call her and renegotiate.
So cash out all $5,000 and then renegotiate my original $3,000 back?
If you feel she's in a position that you're not going to hurt her by taking all $3,000, I'd renegotiate and get all your money back.
Kara, do you plan on being friends with this woman once the money is paid in full?
No, I do not. We weren't like super great friends, and she's kind of done me dirty in the past before. So that's why like I had a hard time coming off of the money in the first place, but it was the right thing to do. So I did.
It's easy for us to all rally to Kara's side here because we know Kara. We care about Kara. Mm-hmm. We don't know this person that was down on their luck and actually had the courage to even ask for the $3,000 in the first place.
Yeah.
You must have obviously seen something in her. You didn't, you know, you started this whole thing by saying that you didn't want to see her not be able to provide for her family, that she's down on her luck.
All of this craziness that's happened over the last year, I couldn't let that be on my conscience.
So you know what the answer is here. You guys agreed upon $500. She accidentally sent you $5,000. You need to return $4,500.
Oh, God, no.
And bring it, because otherwise you're doing exactly what she did to you. She borrowed the $3,000 and said she'd pay you back. You had to fight to get anything back from her. But if you take $3,000 or worse, $5,000 from her, she's again going to be in that position. She won't see it coming this time is the difference.
Very good point.
Alyssa and Griffin.
I would definitely keep what, you know, she was fully owed. She already was originally nice enough to lend it to her and then just got completely ghosted. You know, I wouldn't keep any more. So there's, you know, no problems of, oh, she, you know, she took my money.
Right.
But I would definitely keep what I was originally owed, because who's to say she's not going to ghost her again if she goes to ask for, you know, the remainder of her money.
Yeah.
What's the total amount of time that's passed between the loan and the payback of the $500 even?
It's been over 8 months.
Did you guys talk about how long the loan was
No,
for?
Because at the time, you know, she wasn't in a good spot and she didn't know that she was going to get this new good job. So we didn't, you know, put any kind of like date or anything on it.
I feel like Kara's coming down hard, almost like she's in the mob. You started this conversation. I would have called you Kara Poppins. Now I'm calling you Kara Soprano.
I think you need to charge an administration fee.
Rex, just heartless, ruthless. You would have never loaned that money without there being a contract and
long-term.
You would have never loaned the money at all.
Then there's one word you're forgetting too. Collateral.
You would have taken something from this lady.
Oh,
she's a DoorDash
gosh.
Driver. You're taking her car.
Yep.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 825. Sunshine warming up to 70. Another glorious day today. What's going on, Kara?
Ooh-wee. CBS released some additional footage from Oprah's interview with Meghan and Harry yesterday. And these unaired clips really shed more light on not only the royal rift, but the rift that Meghan has with her own family. We know her dad kind of did her dirty and blabbed a bunch of stuff to the tabloids. But her sister, Samantha, has written a tell-all book called Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister. Meghan told Oprah in the interview that she doesn't really understand how it can be a tell-all.
I think it'd be very hard to tell all when you don't know me. I grew up as an only child. She changed her last name back to Markle only when I started dating Harry. So I think that says enough.
Now her sister Samantha says otherwise.
I don't know how she can say I don't know her and she was an only child. We've got photographs over a lifespan of us together. So how can she not know me?
Her sister Samantha showed a picture of them from like 2008, but Meghan says that she hasn't seen them in a lot longer.
I'm not 1,000% sure that my sister Tia would claim me as her brother. So it all makes sense.
Unless you married Prince Harry, Tim.
We're still waiting on an official response from the firm. So I think everybody's kind of waiting on pins and needles to see what happens there. Y'all ready for a good feeling?
Yes.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Sometimes angels just show up when you least expect them to. Gwendolyn Bailey spent 6 months fighting COVID-19 in the hospital and finally got to go to her home in Reynoldstown. But now she's wheelchair bound and couldn't get into her house. So in swooped her neighborly angels, Neighbors in Need in Reynoldstown. It's a group that was started in 2018 to assist low-income senior homeowners with different repairs and things that were needed around the house if they weren't able to provide it for themselves. And these people found out about Ms. Bailey's plight and went over to her house, built her a wheelchair ramp within 2 days.
Wow.
And now this lady is moving and grooving and going in and out of her home, and she's so happy.
Drex, if you weren't so busy with your dang honey-do list every weekend, you could do some good in the community as well.
That would be my dream. You know, there is a good person. There is a Kara living inside of me,
right.
But it's very small and tiny.
Right.
And it would be to do stuff like that.
Yeah, the good person inside you doesn't have time because your
my wife
has a long list. That's the thing. She doesn't allow you to be a good person.
How's Betty's ramp? Because the trim in the basement's not done yet.
Good morning. I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Blessings.
What's up, Kara?
Good morning.
My wife is a lot of wonderful things. She's got a great quality. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's smart. She's kind.
Yes.
She's a great mom.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But
she is not a good driver.
Aww.
And when she leaves the house, I'll say, Be careful. Don't get into a car accident. Could you guys want to guess where my wife got in her latest car accident? I'll give you a hint. It's not on a normal, it's not a normal place. It's not on a highway. It's not even on a back road.
Would it be technically on private property, meaning an individual owns it, not a government agency?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Was it yesterday on a Monday?
No, it was Sunday.
Oh, it was Sunday. Oh, so that takes my guess away.
Oh, because Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Grocery store?
Sunday, nope.
She's on private property.
Private property.
I mean, in your own driveway?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's already, that's happened several times.
I've been there, done that.
Inside a car wash.
Oh, no.
No.
Did she not put it in neutral?
No, the person in front of her didn't. They must have braked, and then she felt this lunging jerk of her car, and she's like, inside the car wash calling me. There's madness happening. She's like, guess what just happened? I just got into a car accident inside the car wash. And I was like, have you looked at the damage? She's like, heck no, I haven't looked at the damage. The scrubby brushes are coming. And I was like, you're calling me? Like, this just happened? And she goes, yeah. I go, what do you think? She's like, I think I rear-ended the car in front of me, and then the car behind me rear-ended me.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was like, no.
One of the things that was making it chaotic was that my five-year-old was screaming, and he's in this dramatic phase where everything is the end of the world, and he never wants to go to a car wash ever again, and he's traumatized now, right? Yeah. I'm already grabbing my keys. I'm like, I'm going to get the call. I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to make sure that everybody is square. We got to get the right information, because I've been screwed so many times. I'm like, I'm going to get the right information from all drivers, verified,
security camera footage, everything.
Talk to them, take care of it. Lawsuits, I'm all in. 6 months to a year, at least, of litigation. $1 million settlement. So she calls back after everything's been settled. Apparently, what happened was they hit the emergency stop button. So she said that the jerking that I felt was whatever they do underneath. I didn't hit anything. Nothing hit me. So still, I'm thinking the settlement should be like $100,000 because of the trauma that my five-year-old kid went through, right?
Sorry. At least.
So she said she talked to the manager, that he apologized profusely, and they offered her one free complimentary car wash. And I was like, you know what? We'll take it.
Just one?
I know.
Oh, I want to
drive away.
Complimentary take. She has still had soap on her car, and she's getting a, well, we'll give you a free car wash. Yeah. I'm like, really?
I want a coupon book.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Caroline.
Hi.
I understand you have an opportunity to move. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. It's actually really exciting. So we currently live in Kennesaw, and a realtor knocked on our door last month and said that someone wants to buy our house, like all cash, no questions asked.
Wow.
That's how good the real estate market is right now.
Honestly, they want to buy it for such a crazy good price, and it's going to allow us to pay off our mortgage, and we're going to buy a new house that's closer to my husband's work, and we'll have no mortgage payments.
Okay, so what is the problem?
Well, okay, so my mother-in-law.
Oh, there it is.
I know. Everyone in the family lives within 3 miles of this woman.
Yep.
And that, the way she likes it, she just, you know, she loves to pop over. She loves to be involved. She loves to come to my house whenever and let me know how I'm doing raising my kids.
And when you say come to your house whenever, it's not like a text or a call or even a knock on the door?
Oh, no, because she's family. She's entitled.
She's got an all-access pass.
She is going to lose her mind. She's going to flip out. And I understand to a point, but also this is just so much better for our family. It's the right call.
You are asking our help to let her know that you're moving, or have you already let her know and she's upset and we need forgiveness for that?
She doesn't really know, but she's starting to get suspicious.
Okay. You gave us a bunch of reasons why it was like a big offer, all cash, closer to husband's job, but really, when we get right down to it, you're moving because you want to get away from your mother-in-law, correct?
No, listen, yes, it is an added bonus. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. We are going to call. You're going to tell your mother-in-law that you are, in fact, moving, and you're going to see if she'll forgive you for doing so.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to be a fly on the wall for this.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Caroline has got to ask forgiveness for moving her family away from her mother-in-law. Sit tight, Caroline, as we get your mother-in-law on the phone.
Hello.
Janet.
Yes.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5.
Oh, my goodness. How are you? I listen to you guys all the time.
That's sweet. That's a good thing.
What's going on?
Well, we were wondering if there's anything that's been going on that maybe seems a little suspicious with your son and your daughter-in-law, Caroline.
Well, I've noticed whenever I go over there that they're packing boxes. It's making me a little nervous because I have a feeling that they're moving, which wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't.
No, because, you know, Caroline's always talking about continuing to be a stay-at-home mom and doesn't really want to work. And
if they move, Caroline can be a stay-at-home mom? Is that the conversation you guys have had?
Well, we really haven't had a conversation about it. I really feel she should go to work, take a little bit of the burden off of my son. I worked. And there's no reason she can't do that as well.
You said that you hadn't had a conversation about this with your son and with your daughter-in-law. And Caroline's actually, now's a good time to do that. She's on the phone.
Hi. What's going on? We're moving and we're not going to have a mortgage. So it's going to be actually a lot easier for us to live off of rent income. So this is the right thing. I can be there for my kids. I can help them with school. I mean, this last year has been a nightmare. I
help you with school. I help you with the kids with school and everything. They would be even more behind than they already are if I wasn't there to help you.
I hear you, and I really appreciate the way that you've helped. But if we make this move and I'm a little bit more relaxed and Brent's a little bit more relaxed and has more time, because it's going to cut his commute down to like 8 miles. I mean, it's going to be so much better for him. This is not just my decision.
How long? Well, so you said your husband Brent, his commute when you guys move is only going to be 8 miles. How long was he driving before?
60 miles one way.
Oh my gosh.
Where do you think you're moving?
We're closing on a home in Covington next week, Jim.
Like you are. You can't do that to us.
You guys are going to move from Kennesaw to Covington, Caroline?
You cannot do that. Family is more important. And if she went to work, that wouldn't be a problem.
Janet, I can be a better mom if I am at home with my kids. You are still welcome at our home. It's just going to be a little bit of a longer commute. That's all.
Janet's point, I think, is that if Caroline, you worked, then Brent wouldn't have to have a job that took him 60 miles away. Maybe you both get jobs locally.
Of course. I'm not saying it is not possible. I'm just saying that I prefer it this way, and Brent prefers it this way, and it is our decision. It is our family.
Well, you know what, Caroline? If you're moving, then I need to get a check because I'm the one that helped you guys put a down payment on the house you're in right now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, gosh.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Janet, Caroline called us because she wanted to tell you this and ask your forgiveness. Does she have your forgiveness?
Forgiveness? This isn't over. This can't happen. I'm there for my grandchildren. I'm there for my son. I'm there for Caroline. I don't know why they have to do this.
Caroline, does this new house in Covington maybe have like an in-law apartment attached, something over the garage?
No, but you are welcome to come over. It just is going to be a little bit of a longer drive, that's all.
She's tearing the family apart, and I'm going to speak to Brett about this.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Jody might be confused. She thinks she's supposed to be invited to go on vacation with her ex-husband and needs our help figuring out why. I think she just answered her own question. Forgive and Forget, Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. on B98.5.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 726. Sunshine warming up to 70 today. What's going on, Kara?
It was a big day for our teachers yesterday as they were finally included in the approved group of people to go get their COVID vaccine, and they actually started receiving their shots. Now, each district is doing something slightly different to take care of their staff. Some are doing big mass vaccination drive-throughs that will make the kids go virtual for a couple of days, like Cobb County. And then others are having special days where the teachers will still be teaching, but will get to go off-site to get their shots. Those Johnson & Johnson shots started arriving yesterday. And, you know, FEMA is going to be opening up a big mass site over at Mercedes-Benz as well. So Governor Kemp even said the other day that we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but we all need to keep doing what we're doing. And when these spots become available for your group to go get your shot, go ahead and do it. Y'all ready for a good feeling?
Yes, we are.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Baseball fans are counting down the days till opening day, especially with this gorgeous weather this week. The Braves are going to be back in action at Truist Park on April 9th to take on Philadelphia. And the big question on everybody's mind is, are we going to be able to go to these games, or is this park going to be filled with those cardboard cutouts again? Which was fun last year, catchy and everything, but we want to go and see our guys play, right?
Yeah.
As of right now, nothing is official, but they are looking at allowing about 10,000 fans in the park to begin with. Now, of course, everything is going to depend on where the cases are and how the vaccinations are going, but it's looking good. We're going to have our baseball back.
Hey, and I saw that they, you know, the Braves are doing spring training in Florida right now. Mm-hmm. Like, people are so thirsty to get into the games. Spring training baseball ticket games going for like $200 a ticket.
I told you, I was so thirsty for baseball that I went and watched some Little League games.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a kid playing. Just went to watch the... Oh, yeah. And it was like, I was just like, sports! This is wonderful!
That's going to be my excuse when I'm yelling at the official at my daughter's lacrosse game.
Oh, gosh.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hey, Nick and Sewanee.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Hey, man, would you please kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Kara, getting on out here.
I'm gone, Nick. Good luck.
So she's going to leave the studio, and we're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 of her own money. Oh, and by the way, we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Are you ready for question number one?
Absolutely.
All right, Nick. Rumor is... the friend that Meghan Markle turns to for emotional support is none other than Elton John. What's his favorite facial accessory?
Sunglasses.
Number two, the CDC said yesterday fully vaccinated people can hang out with other vaccinated people without their mask. True or false, the CDC is headquartered in Brookhaven.
That is true.
Number three, Katie Couric started her 2-week stint as guest host on Jeopardy. Up next is this popular daytime TV doctor. Hint, it's not this doctor.
That's like a dog chasing their tail.
Not that doctor. Dr. Oz.
Number four, The Weeknd's Blinding Lights is the first song ever to spend a year on the Hot 100 charts. What color was the jacket The Weeknd wore during his Super Bowl halftime performance?
Red.
Finally, number five, Coming to America 2 had the best opening weekend since movies started streaming. What streaming service did that movie air on?
Amazon Prime.
All right, we're going to bring Kara back in.
Ooh, Nick and Swanee, all five right.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, woo. We're not going to tell Kara if she is right or wrong until the end because Nick got them all right.
Same questions. Here we go. Number one, rumor is that the friend that Meghan Markle turns to for emotional support is none other than Elton John. What's Elton's favorite facial accessory?
Oh, crazy sunglasses.
Question two, the CDC said yesterday that fully vaccinated people can hang out with other vaccinated people without their masks on. True or false, the CDC is headquartered in Brookhaven.
That's true.
Question three, Katie Couric started her 2-week stint as guest Jeopardy host yesterday. Up next is this popular daytime TV doctor, and it's not this doctor.
That's like a dog chasing their tail.
It's not.
Not that doctor.
Dr. Oz?
Number four, The Weeknd's Blinding Lights is the first song ever to spend a year on the Hot 100 charts. What color was the jacket The Weeknd wore during his Super Bowl halftime performance?
Ooh, it was red and had rubies all over it.
Number five, Coming to America 2 had the best opening weekend since movies started streaming. What streaming service did that movie air on?
Amazon Prime Video?
Nick and Swanee got them all right. So did Kara. And all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, your new record, 979 wins and 34 losses.
Dadgummit. Good job, Kara.
Great game, Nick.
The fact that you both answered the color of the Weeknd's jacket during the Super Bowl performance with confidence is amazing. So hats
well, it's
off.
Funny,
for
I
that.
Got the Elton John question because I'm a diehard Elton John fan. So,
well, we're gonna play again tomorrow. We do 6:35 and 7:35 every weekday. You can sign up at TadandDrex.com. Excellent effort, Nick.
Hey, thank you guys. You have a great morning.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.